With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The University of Namibia and the Environmental Investment Fund of Namibia have launched three new climate change courses. EIF spokesperson Nicole Asino says the curriculum offers a comprehensive exploration of climate science, mitigation strategies, adaptation techniques, as well as policy development. Kenya is in a state of shock following unprecedented scenes that left parts of parliament ablaze as protesters over a financial bill recommending tax hikes turned deadly. The death toll from protests has climbed to 13. Future Media's Chopara Chopara reports from Kenya.
On Tuesday, June 25th, anti-riot police in Nairobi fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators protesting against the new tax hikes proposed by President William Ruto's administration. The protests turned violent, resulting in at least five protesters being shot dead and over 150 injured. President Ruto claimed that the protests were hijacked by dangerous people, labeling them as treasonous and deploying the military.
An otherwise legitimate expression of the fundamental rights and freedoms of assembly, demonstration, picketing, and petitioning of public authorities by a section of law-abiding citizens of the Republic of Kenya was infiltrated and hijacked by a group of organized criminals.
Namibian voices in Kenya shared their experience, describing the situation as tense and chaotic.
You're looking at so many things like taxation on land, taxing sanitary pads, taxing motor vehicles. You know, there is unnecessary taxes that are being put up.
We reject this bill in totality. We call upon President Ruto to heed to the call and to give dialogue a chance. Otherwise, it will regress all the strides that you have made so far in terms of intra-Africa trade and also in terms of import-export between Namibia and Kenya.
Following reports that Namibians were near Kenya's parliament at the time of the incident, we spoke to the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation, Pinda Nanda.
There are Namibians in Nairobi. Nairobi is one of the multilateral centers hosting a big UN office there, the UN Habitat. As a result, we have our members of parliament there from both houses, the National Council and the National Assembly, who are visiting Nairobi. They are from different committees, of course, but they happen to be in Nairobi. They are in touch with the National Assembly, so they are safe. We do not need to worry at this stage. The situation is under control. We will continue to engage our nationals.
The Congress of South African Trade Unions has expressed disappointment over a 0.6% decline in formal employment in the first quarter of 2024. Statistics SA reports a decrease of 67,000 jobs in the non-agricultural sector. The Federation's Matthew Parks says with unemployment at 41.9% and youth unemployment at 59.7%, the Government of National Unity should expand the Presidential Employment Program.
The latest jobs reports from Stats SA paint a depressing and alarming picture. This is a ticking time bomb. We cannot sustain a society where 4 out of 10 South Africans and 6 out of 10 young people just can't find work. We've got to change things. We've got to do so quickly. The Government of National Unity has got to hit the ground running quickly. Whilst we grow the economy, we also need to continue to give support to the unemployed.
And the North Atlantic Council has confirmed Mark Rutte as the next leader of NATO. The former Dutch Prime Minister will be orchestrating the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's ongoing response to the war in Ukraine.
NATO's current Secretary General says the organization is in good hands. In a social media post, Jens Stoltenberg added that Mark Rutte is a strong leader and a consensus builder. Rutte served as Dutch Prime Minister 4 times, spanning nearly 14 years. Providing ongoing support for Ukraine will be a top priority when Rutte takes over the post in October. Analysts say the job could be complicated further if Donald Trump wins the US presidency in November. Trump has disparaged the alliance, accusing fellow members of not pulling their weight. Rutte has previously told European powers to stop moaning about the former US president. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.